Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. It's 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order. And as always, we'll begin with an invocation today led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Dear Lord, we come to you this morning humbly, and we're so thankful that your grace and mercy renews every morning. Please be with us as we make the best decisions we possibly can for the citizens of Jefferson County. Please be with all the county employees and their family, and please watch over all of our servicemen and women that are across the world and domestic. We pray for your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting as always with a time of public comment. If there's anyone in the audience who wishes to make public comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line.
Hey, man. To the judge and to the court. We just had a little winter storm, and I'm a first responder, and it's in the volunteer area in China area. It's very important that we can traverse the roads and stuff, and I want to commend our new commissioner, Brandon Willis, for clearing the roads for us and all the citizens. We don't have as good a roads as people in the city of Beaumont, but Brandon did a good job. He made the roads passable for us and every other citizen out there who don't have city services. So, Brandon, thank you for what you did for the citizens in Precinct 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Durden. Hearing no other comment, we'll move on to items under the agenda. And we're going to begin with item E under County Auditor, consider and approve a resolution recognizing Harry Shoppe for his 21 years and 9 months of service to Jefferson County Auditor's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. And item G under County Commissioners to consider and approve a resolution recognizing Mr. Danny G. Walker for his years of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And see who I've got first. Mr. Shoppe, would you like to come up to the lectern? I'm going to read this resolution. Whereas Harry Shoppe devoted 21 years and 9 months of his life serving the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism and has made an outstanding contribution to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office. During his career with Jefferson County, he served admirably in the capacity of a financial analyst and has had an instrumental role working with the Texas Indigent Defense Commission throughout the years. Whereas Mr. Shoppe, through hard work and commitment to excellence, has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County and has made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Auditor's Office. And he is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the court that we do hereby honor and commend Mr. Shoppe for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of the Jefferson County Auditor's Office and wish him well in his retirement.
Thank you.
Ms. Lee?
I just want to say Harry and I actually went to Lamar together and got when he went back and decided to change careers. And so I met him then. And then he came and joined us here, and he is just a special kind of person. And when he came to work for us was when the Texas Indigent Defense Commission started that initial tracking, and he took it on upon himself and had, you know, just really became the expert. And that's, you know, and he's taken anything else that we give him, and he's going to be greatly missed.
Yeah.
And
Well, Fred, I want to trump your comments by telling you I met Harry when I was 14 years old.
That's
true. I'm 67, I'm going to be 68, and he was my boss at Market Basket and Jefferson Shopping Center.
Wait. That's true. Wait, I'm gonna trump that and say that I met Harry when his mama taught me Sunday school at St. Paul Lutheran Church. So there.
That's true, too.
And I can't compete with the Lord.
Yes.
But Harry, you never know where you're going to go in life. And when I got elected to this seat and I met you, man, I knew we were in good hands. And you treated me like a young man that, you had saw something in me, I guess, that, and you're still the same person. You come in Port Arthur, you always make sure you find me. I love you and I appreciate you. You're one of the reasons I am where I am today. But when you impact people at 14, they carry on to the rest of their life. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very humbled that you said that. I appreciate that. I'm just so humbled and blessed. It's bittersweet for me because I know a lot of people, talk to a lot of people, and Jefferson County is like my family. And that's how I feel about everybody. Everybody has always treated me with respect. I've tried to do the same. If somebody needed a hand, I wanted to try to help whoever it was if I could. If not, I might have made a suggestion or gave an opinion, but hopefully everything worked out. But we have a wonderful auditor's office, as you well know. I've been there a long time and worked with a lot of people, and Fran and I, we graduated together at Lamar, so we've known each other a long time, she said. But I feel so blessed, and I just want to thank the commissioners and the county for honoring me with this resolution, and I appreciate all the help that y'all have provided over the years, and also the prior commissioners and county judge as well. And I can't say enough to thank y'all for the wonderful opportunity. Patrick and Fran, they hired me, and it's hard to get through without maybe shedding a tear here, but I just thank everybody, and I feel really blessed, and thank you for being my family.
That's it.
Well, I probably ought to not.
My sister's here, Sandra Wienfeld, and my brother-in-law's here, Walter.
All right.
So we've known him longer than y'all.
Well, I first met Harry. I probably shouldn't say anything. I was 13, went to the bowling alley in Port Arthur to go bowling, and Harry was over there playing pinball.
That's true, too, folks. Let me tell you. They're telling the truth.
Harry, we have a flag that was flown over.
That's a great guy. That's
a great guy.
We are back home with a men's gold watch. And we pray you have many years of happiness.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioner.
All right.
Thank Jefferson County, all its employees. Thank you all.
That's it.
And Captain Walker,
yeah,
you'd like to come up? This resolution reads, whereas Danny Walker has devoted 31 years and 6 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a correctional officer, patrol deputy, gang task force officer, internal affairs investigator, promoting to the rank of sergeant and captain, overseeing the identification division, training division, patrol division, and marine division. He's also served as a member of the SWAT team and as a helicopter pilot. And through hard work and commitment to excellence, he's earned the respect and admiration of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and has made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, him being recognized for his unselfish devotion to the citizens of Jefferson County and to the county. We therefore, as a Commissioner's Court, resolve to honor you and commend you for your dedicated services, having been a longtime valuable employee to Jefferson County, and we wish you all the very best in your retirement. And so I'll turn it over to the sheriff.
So this is a real hard one. Danny and I's careers, we were baby police officers together. We started our careers, neither of us had spouses or kids, and now I see the kids and grandkids. So when he called and told me he was retiring, I'm like, what? You're kidding. For me, Danny, you know, most of you know all the stuff you just read, Judge, the important police work that he did. Hurricane Harvey, you know, we had a lot of bad stuff going on. We couldn't get people out of nursing homes, and we couldn't get nurses to nursing homes to save people. Somehow Danny got Blackhawks. I don't know where he sees them, but they flew in with nurses, about 15 RNs, to Port Arthur area, Groves area, to take care of people in a nursing home where they had water. I can stand up here and tell you story after story after story about the heroics throughout his career. The thing that stands out in my mind about Danny, or the things that he did as a person, that to me, that spells out the character of a person. He raised three daughters all by himself. I watched that for 35 years, how he got them ready for life. He didn't call in sick. He didn't miss work. But he made sure that he produced beautiful, successful women. And you can tell that. And so to me, the way a man nurtures his family, his kids, the way they take care of that one thing I think that God gives us, our legacy, the most important legacy, the way you take care of that, tells me everything I need to know about you as an individual. I'm going to miss him. He's not just an employee. He's my friend. With all the stuff that sheriffs go through, sheriffing, I'm using it as a verb, he would call me and say, hey, how is my friend doing? Not how the sheriff's doing, how's my friend doing? That's invaluable. And so for police officers, we take a lot of hits. And so when you find someone who is kind and just good to the core, it's tough to lose those people. And so when I tell you, yeah, we're going to miss the police stuff, we're going to miss, you know, the Blackhawks and how he secures that waterway, you'll see a lot of people in this room, the Coast Guard, and a lot of people across our county are here to celebrate Danny because of all the work. I'm celebrating him because I want him to go and enjoy whatever time God gives him left to enjoy his grandkids. I can tell you stories about him showing, our kids grew up together, so I can tell you him showing up with his daughters in prom dresses, getting on buses, and we searching everybody before they drive off in a party bus. Remember that? To make sure there was no alcohol or weapons or anything. And I'm sure the girls remember some of those stories. You know, and so for me, it's a bittersweet occasion. I'm not just going to miss him, but the county is losing a valuable employee. And so I just want to say thank you for the friendship. Thank you for the service of Jefferson County, and just thank you for the love.
Thank you, Sheriff. Yeah. A couple of things that I want to mention. I want to say hi to my mom and dad. They're watching from Jasper. My daughters that couldn't be here. I appreciate the efforts that this place has provided our family for so many years. Not just me, but since 1955. And it has been a quite a ride. You know, as I walk up to this building, I remember the days when I was just these kids' age, these, you know, 3-4 years old, walking up here with my grandfather and remembering this place. And these halls have been a part of my life all my life and a part of my family's life. And it's a real different feeling when you walk away from something that you have always known as your norm. So it's going to be a little different for our family to not walk these halls, or a part of our family to not walk these halls as an employee. But it has served us well, and we appreciate being able to serve the community the way that we've been able to. I want to recognize people that were here, my wife Michelle, and my daughter Carol, over there with the baby, my son-in-law Dylan, and the Coast Guard back there on the back row, guys that I get to work with every day. Some of the chief, Chris Robbins over at Groves. I see him now as a chief. He was one of my cadets in the academy. I mean, that makes me so proud, you know, to see those kind of accomplishments of the guys that I've gotten to work with. So for that, if I missed anybody, I apologize. But I appreciate the efforts that this place has given us for so many years. Thank you, Judge. Thank you.
I promised him a fake Rolex, Judge.
It's coming.
Well, we're going to miss you. Who's taking up the Marine?
You want me to tell him?
Sure.
Troy Tucker.
All right.
I certainly want to give everyone the opportunity to stay if you want to listen to the rest of the agenda. But if you want to exit now, you may do so.
Congratulations, sir.
Items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an IFB for term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County. Item B is discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statement of qualifications for engineering services for the Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Community Development Block grant funding pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 327. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County for a fourth and final one-year renewal with Spital Oil from March 8, 2025 to March 7, 2026, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. The County Purchasing Act and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency services for Jefferson County facilities for a second and final one-year renewal with Industrial, Commercial, and Mechanical from March 5, 2025 to March 4, 2026, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. The County Purchasing Act and 200 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for limestone rock asphalt for Jefferson County with Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC, for an additional 120 days to expire on June 26 of 2025. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with SEPS for the Port Neches Tower UPS maintenance in the amount of $1,981.46. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with QED Airport and Aviation Consultants for an independent fee estimate for airfield lighting system engineering design and bidding services for Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $7,800, which is 90% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program grant. in the next grant application and budgeted funds pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. And this is in accordance with the discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A4 for personal or professional services. Item I is consider and approve execute a voluntary elevation agreement with Anthony and Jane Bienvenue for property located at 9900 Windsor Road in an amount not to exceed $204,343.65 pursuant to the FEMA Grant Management Insurance Advisory Task Order Number 4 and the Texas Water Development Board Contract Number 20,012634. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item J, K, L, and M, and N, and O, and P are to execute qualified bidder determinations for elevation work and voluntary elevation agreements with Jane Bienvenue and Exello Homes at 9900 Windsor Road, Craig Guillory and Faybel Guillory at 10263 Windsor Road, an amount not to exceed $256,838. Craig Guillory and Faybel Guillory and Excello Homes in an amount not to exceed $237,188.01. Patrick and Lauren Ratcliffe for property located at 10112 Windsor Road in an amount not to exceed $209,852.60. Pat and Lauren Ratcliffe and Excello Homes in an amount not to exceed $219,399.51. William Tabor and Rebecca Tabor for property located at 14876 Boondocks Road in an amount not to exceed $233,010.16. And William Tabor and Rebecca Tabor and Excello Homes in an amount not to exceed $213,360.16. All of those pursuant to contractor qualification for residential home elevations for HMA, Texas Water Development Board, and Building Resilient Infrastructure and Community Disaster Funding recipients pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. And item Q is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement with Texas A&M Forest Service in the amount of $9,514,945 for the Texas Community Wildfire Defense Grant. Item B is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement with Texas A&M Forest Service in the amount of $124,310 for the Texas Community Wildfire Defense Grant. Item C is regular county bills. Check numbers 524783 through 525056. Item D is consider approve a budget amendment for MIS for the contract for cybersecurity resources in the amount of $59,207. We already covered item E. Item F is consider approve electronic disbursement for $1,841,093.54. to the State Comptroller for the first half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 525059 through 525167. So item C was for the period last week. Item G is for the period today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Judge, before we make that motion, let me ask Fran a question.
Yes, sir.
On item F, do we need to be moving on that right now?
Yes, we do. It's time for the, we're about to do the IGT. I sent you the email yesterday
that
they are mailing all claims. They'll be up to date, and I've asked Candace to keep me apprised. And
we need to meet after court. You need to come meet with me because I had a call meeting, and I just want to make sure you're updated on that, okay?
Okay.
With that, Judge, I'll make the motion.
It's moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider possibly approving and authorize County Judge to execute the annual certification of loan government property for the United States Undersea Museum for the MK-16 torpedo and display at Veterans Memorial Park. Item B is considering possibly approve, receive, and file a resolution for the application for grant number 511602 to the State Homeland Security Program for Jefferson County Election Security. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute a deed without warranty from Jefferson County to the Port of Port Arthur Navigation District of Jefferson County for a portion of two lots to accommodate the construction of a new fire station pursuant to Local Government Code Section 262.204 and 205. Item D is considering possibly approve a resolution to extend the disaster declaration signed on 115.25 pursuant to Government Code Section 418.108. Item E is considering possibly approve a resolution to approve grant application number 1869020 to the Office of the Governor Criminal Justice Division by the Jefferson County Family Intervention Recovery Service for funding for fiscal year 2025-2026. Item F is considering possibly approve a resolution for the Crime Victims Clearinghouse grant number 2103214 for the Jefferson County Crime Victims Assistance Center. We covered item G. Item H is considering possibly approve the appointment of Matthew Cook to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Committee to serve in the place of Commissioner Brandon Willis, which is a, says it's an appointment of Judge Brannick, but it's actually an appointment of Commissioner Willis. Or maybe, or am I Mr. Goodson here?
Thanks, back there.
Is that my appointment or is that his appointment?
So we went back to you, it is yours.
Okay. Very good. All right. And do I have a motion on those items under
commission? Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion?
No discussion, but Fran, did we get a check from one of those? Remember, we were requesting a check from several cities. Have we gotten a check in?
Yeah, for the diversion center?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we have gotten
thank
both
you.
Checks.
Oh, yeah, I'm with yes. that little now.
We got all the checks. They're no longer in the mail.
No longer in the mail.
I was worried about one.
All right. Did I get a motion to second?
Yes,
I did. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is considering possibly approves a resolution to authorize the County Judge to execute a grant application with the Office of the Governor for the 2025-26 Project Safe Neighborhoods Grant with no matching funds required. Item B is consider amending the fiscal year 2025-26 LETPA contract number 5358401 and the SHSPR contract number 5409701 Homeland Security Grants to correct a clerical mistake by adding the grant numbers for both resolutions previously approved by the court. Do I have a motion on those?
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have one item. To execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit number 1-OW-25 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and ExxonMobil Low Carbon Solutions Onshore Storage LLC for the purpose of transporting equipment along Green Pond Gully Road and Lahan Road, located in precincts 1 and 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion?
No discussion. I just want to let it be known to the public. This is a normal occurrence. Whenever there's a pipeline worker or anybody else working, it goes through engineering. And that's to protect the county's interest in the roads that they go down where they would pay for them, and making sure everything is clarified. And we want to thank the engineering department because you guys stay on top of that, okay?
Thank you. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under management information systems, we have two items. Item A is considering possibly approve changing the domain name for Jefferson County to jeffersoncountytx.gov for all Jefferson County email and web addresses effective 1/28/2025. And item B is considering possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a resolution to approve an application for the state and local government cybersecurity grant number 5359001. From the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division for fiscal year 2026 for the Management Information Systems Department. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Where we're changing the domain, is that case sensitive? I see you got capital letters. Just okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And that's going to change all of our email addresses and everything, so the public needs to be aware if they're trying to get in touch with us. But we'll send something out on that or put something on the website.
Excuse me. You need to come to the mic, please.
Yeah, the email address, the county can still reach us at jeffcotx.us. That will still work for period, you know, for indefinitely. But for right now, your outgoing email will come from the new email address. Okay. So,
and this is a requirement to get us in line with all local government entities because of a grant.
The grant. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And the first part would still be the employee's name as well. Dot.
Yep.
First name, last name.
First name dot last name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. That's the only thing that will change the last part.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have a couple of items. Item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for December 2024, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is to consider and approve quarterly report and wire for state pooled fees in the amount of $285,257.11. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, having under crime lab, we're only going to cover item A because item B was approved by the Commissioner's Court during budget hearing. Item A is considering possibly approve a resolution for the crime lab to apply for the 2026 Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Grant, which if awarded would provide funds for necessary travel and training for forensic personnel in the crime lab, and for purchase of drug reference materials and consumable supplies used in seized drug analysis, and it requires no matching funds by the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, we have risk management. Item A is to consider and possibly approve commercial property insurance with Lexington Lead Carrier effective February 1st, 2025 for annual premium not to exceed $2,413,388. Item B is to consider and possibly approve boiler and machinery insurance with Hartford Steam Boiler effective February 1st, 2025 for an annual premium not to exceed $32,803. Item C is considering possibly approved government crime insurance with Great American Insurance Company effective February 1st, 2025 for an annual premium not to exceed $5,919. Item D is considering possibly approved cyber liability insurance with Crum & Forster effective February 1st, 2025 for an annual premium not to exceed $37,660.75. Item E is considering possibly approve excess workers' compensation insurance with Midwest Employers Casualty effective February 1st, 2025, for an annual premium of $217,765. And item F, it's consider and possibly approve aircraft liability insurance Westchester Fire Insurance Company, effective February 1st, 2025, for an annual premium not to exceed $141,526. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Now, just a question, Judge, and I know it may have come before us before, and that is, it's a, like a week before the insurance expire. From now on, can we get this earlier, get an opportunity to digest it and things of that nature?
Well, you know, Commissioner, we were supposed to get this last week, obviously, which the okay. snowstorm
It wasn't on the agenda last
but,
week.
But the other thing you always have to, what's that?
It wasn't on the agenda last week.
The workshop.
The workshop, okay.
Yes, sir. And, okay. and the other thing, just remember, too, that the later we wait on some of these things, sometimes the better our renewal can be. So it's kind of a, it's it, you know, you want to get as much information as you can to give to those carriers.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I just wanted, and I know we heard some complimentary words from Mr. Durden on Precinct 1, but I've heard a lot from several citizens in the various precincts about how we did and how we were proactive in getting ready for that storm. It's not something we don't hear blizzard warning very often in Jefferson County. And I know one of my guys helped TxDOT actually plow Highway 69 all the way up from Jimmy Johnson Boulevard all the way up to I-10 and back to help keep that open. So everybody did their part, and the cities did their part. I know people were working hard in the emergency services and everywhere, so I think it's good for all of us to come together and keep that going.
Yeah, well, I've got compliments to go all the way around to all the road and bridge commissioners here who lent their assistance utilizing their equipment to keep the road safe and assisting TxDOT where necessary. And TxDOT actually brought in some snow removal equipment from Abilene, and but they still needed help from some of our road and bridge precincts and did a great job. The sheriff's office did a great job out there. And the members of the public, I was able to go home at night and sleep in my bed between coming up. But when I was out on the roadways coming to work or going home, people were driving sensibly.
Or not driving.
And I drove up North Twin City Highway at 28 miles an hour and didn't have any problems, and everybody else was driving very sensibly. As a matter of fact, the only vehicles I saw spinning out were Beaumont police cars. And so everybody did a great job, and we didn't have any major issues other than I-10 being closed for a while because of an accident. And everybody handled it well, and of course Entergy did a great job keeping everybody's power on and responding to those few. I think the first morning we had 216 outages, the next morning we had about 483, but they got on them real quick and got them restored very quickly. And so everybody did a great job, and I think Texas is in a much better position dealing with these issues than we were back in 2021.
Yeah, I never thought we'd be able to use road equipment, dirt equipment to clear snow, but in true Southeast Texas fashion, all of us got it done.
Hey, they say we created our snow plow.
That's right.
All right.
I'm still putting one in the budget this year. Just in case. Yeah.
Everybody else is still voting no. is there any other elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, we thank you also very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.